This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Let's round up all the Chiefs topics for today and put them into one pot and go from there. Let's start with Patrick Mahomes. Now, it wasn't that long ago that Pat was kind of interested in playing in the Olympics. I mean, this was in 2023. Pat showed an interest in competing in flag football and playing in the Olympics.
Oh, I definitely want to. I've seen some of those guys play the flag football, and they're a little faster than I am. I know there's not like a lot of linemen blocking for you. So I'll be 31, 32 years old. So if I can still move around, then I'm gonna try to get out there and throw the football around. Maybe in LA. Just don't tell Coach Reed or Veach or anybody.
So this was Patrick Mahomes a couple of years ago. Well, now you got your opportunity to play in the Olympics. They asked Pat about it today. Pat was singing a different tune.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
Now, I want you guys to be clear here. I'm having a little bit of fun. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes competes or doesn't compete in the Olympics. In fact, it's probably better for everybody if Patrick Mahomes is nowhere near Los Angeles during the Olympics, at least on the field. If you want to be a spectator and you want to go watch the 100-meter dash, have all the fun in the world. I'm perfectly fine with Patrick Mahomes not participating in their 7-on-7 flag football drill that they got planned during the Olympics. So I don't care about this. I do care about this part of it, though. You guys remember the quarterback for the actual United States flag football team and came out and said, you know, I'm better than Pat. I think I got a better IQ. I like to see him do. You guys remember him? Well, that guy's been kind of making the rounds the last couple of weeks. He's been going on different shows, kind of talking about those and saying, hey, just because these guys are in the NFL, their spots are not guaranteed because they don't play flag football. Here's my suggestion. Now, I think the players would sign up for this. I don't know if the league would let them do this. Why not let the United States men's flag football team play these guys in a game and the team that wins gets to represent the United States in the Olympics? That's a game I'd actually be kind of interested to see. I'd be really intrigued to see the United States guys. These other guys are telling us we deserve to be in the Olympics and we are the guys that have made this a thing. I'd be kind of interested in seeing them play the United States flag football team. That might be one of the most competitive games that we get in this entire thing. Can we set that up? I mean, in the summer, we get a lot of nonsense on television. How many different celebrities do I get to watch play Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud or mini golf? You were telling me that on a July day on ABC, we can't see the NFL team go up against the United States team. I mean, they have to practice against somebody, right? I mean, even the United States men's basketball team, they scrimmage, they play exhibitions, they play other countries and other entities and games to get ready for the actual competition. Are they going to do that with the United States team in flag football? We've never done this before. This is our first time. That's the matchup I want. If the United States feel like they already have an Olympic team and they don't think it's fair that Justin Jefferson is going to come in and take your spot, they don't think it's fair that Lamar Jackson can never play flag football and then sign up and take your spot, why don't we have the guys that play flag football regularly challenge the NFL team and play a game to decide who gets to go to the Olympics? Sign me up for that game. I'll watch that game.
I mean, I would watch that game, but isn't that game just like an appetizer for the Olympics? Like, how many times do we get appetizers for the Olympics like that? I guess, let me phrase it differently. We do get appetizers for the Olympics like that, but do you care about the prelims? Like, for running, a sport that we know is in the Olympics every year, do you find yourself watching on television when it's, you know, the runners up in Oregon? Let's see who does and doesn't make the Olympic team. Maybe you are, but are you locked into the scrimmages and things happening in Vegas for who does and doesn't make the Olympic basketball team? I think your idea is good because everyone watches football, but we already have this in the Olympics and no one seems to watch these events.
I mean, I definitely am interested in the trials. I mean, it's also the World Championships in track, but I mean, and I think with the Olympics, they also have the FIBA tournament that is a little bit different here. I mean, I'd be really, really curious to see what it looks like. Like, these guys that play flag football are telling me, they are telling me it is a completely different game. Hey, you guys are really good at the NFL. We acknowledge that you're really good in the NFL. The intricacies of flag football, you guys don't understand. All right, well, then let's see. I mean, isn't that what competition is, right? Like, competition is, hey, we think we could beat you guys in something. Now, I think the NFL team would smoke them in a flag football game. They seem to think otherwise. I mean, the NFL guys got to get ready playing flag football against somebody, right? They got to do it. So let's see. I want to see how it looks. Sign me up. Sign me up for a June, July random day on ABC. We get to see the team that we are planning on taking over there play the United States actual flag football team. That's something I'd be very, very interested in watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.